T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big show on a throwback Thursday. I'm Robbie Maklouf, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler will leap into these studios right around 2:30. We got Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt on the other side of the glass. Are you empty backfield today back there, Baby Tosh? I know Joel's hanging around from the Bill Michaels show.
Yeah, no, actually, Bella usually comes in here a little bit later. She's got class.
Oh, so she can just stroll in late.
Yeah,
Bella
yeah,
can just yeah, stroll
she's,
in
she's,
late.
She's got class. Unlike yeah, you, well, back when you were a kid, we take... our academics very seriously here at the Fan.
Shabazz Muhammad just is going to be strolling out of town. Bucks just said, see ya.
What?
What? They released him? They cut him?
He gone.
Just really?
46 seconds ago. Bucks have requested waivers and Shabazz Muhammad.
Okay. There are going to be people who are upset by
he
that.
He barely played in preseason.
I know.
How can anybody be surprised?
Shabazz Muhammad wasn't going to be a big part
of
anything.
I'll tell you something else.
Are we starting the show with not just Bucks talk, but Shabazz Muhammad talk?
Well, we can get into your boy Deli, too. I don't know what his future is like on this team either.
So Christian Wood is buying his condo for the year, right?
Christian Wood should have John Henson's job. Like, John Henson should be gone.
Yep. Watch that game Henson, on Tuesday night. It was crazy.
John Henson should have been gone already. Like, cut, see ya, bye-bye, have a nice day. Thanks for everything you did
it's
for
a
the-
big contract to eat, man.
Thanks for everything you've done for the toy drive, dude, but
that's a big contract
real.
To eat.
I don't care. There's just no...
Christian, be a crossing guard. They go from the practice facility
Chris
to the new arena.
Wood should be the backup center to Brook Lopez. Period. And until Thon Maker plays better,
I like this.
He's in front of Thon Maker, too.
I know that the Brewers start the NLCS tomorrow and we're in the thick of the Packers season, but I've been concerned by Sparky and his seeming lack of interest or energy for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I like that it's starting to come out. I see it. I see that I can tell now that it's almost NBA season. Before, I couldn't tell. Now I can tell that it's almost NBA season.
To be honest with you, I really don't care about that team
I see
right
the
now.
Twinkle in your eye.
I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
The only thing I care about... passionately and emphatically talked about Christian Wood backing up Brook Lopez.
Because
only somebody who cares about the team does that.
Fine.
Okay?
All right, maybe you're right about that. But honestly, though, majority of my focus right now is on the Brewers. That's kind of where I'm... I understand the Bucks starting a little bit and whatever. I'm focused on this Brewers baseball team.
I want to spend a lot of time on it. I'm just saying I'm glad that...
And the drama around Rodgers and McCarthy, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that takes precedence over the Bucks.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll get to them eventually.
Yeah. But I'm just, like I said, I'm just glad that the interest in there, that your interest has finally been piqued enough to talk about the Bucks on these airwaves. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. As a matter of fact, we're done. Here's what's coming up on the Wendy's Big Show this afternoon. Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. He joins us at 2:48. John McNamara, Wisconsin Insider, get the latest on the Badgers at 3:48. And our Milwaukee Baseball Insider, Adam McAlvey, at 4:48. And we're going to be hearing from Brewers players throughout the afternoon on the eve of the NLCS. But out of the gates, want to talk a little Packers and ask, how much better can the Packers be with a different head coach? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. It happens every time they get off to a slow start, Sparky. The Jeff Orlovskys of the world come out of the woodwork and the chatter starts that maybe Mike McCarthy has lost his locker room. Maybe Mike McCarthy has to go. And I think it carries a little bit more weight this time because of his contract situation. After this year, he has 1 year left on the deal, and it's sort of put up or shut up time for the organization. Do you want to put the organization in this guy's hands for the next 3-4 years? Do you want to bring him back as a lame duck, which almost never happens, or do you just want to go in a different direction? So I think that the possibility of Mike McCarthy not being the head coach of the Packers for very much longer is a real one, which begs the question, how much better do you think the Packers could be with a different head coach? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
I have a sick fantasy about what I want to have happen.
Okay, this is about the Packers, right?
Yep.
All right.
I want them to lose to the Niners and I want them to fire him on the bye week. And then make Joe Philbin the head coach, let him call plays.
Why do you love drama so much?
And then let's see what Aaron does. That's what I want. Let's see what you got, big boy. You want to put all this at McCarthy, and so does everybody else, and that's fine. I'm sick of hearing about it. So go loosen the Niners. They fire him in the bye week. Make Joel Philbin the head coach, and then you can prove to the world that you're smarter than Mike McCarthy, and you can run the show yourself. Cool. Let's see what you got. I'm serious. Joel Philbin's been a head coach. Mike Pettine's been a head coach. Zook was a college football head coach. It's not like they don't have head coaching experience on that staff. They got plenty of it. So they can run this show without Mike McCarthy. So go ahead, Packers. You feeling frisky? Go ahead. Do it. Because you obviously
you're
don't want...
Froggy?
Froggy, yeah, that's what I should have said. But I mean, you seriously should do something. You gave him a one-year extension. We had Murphy out in the summertime, and I called Murphy out on it. And then he hung up and was done with the interview. But that's what this is. You give him a one-year extension because you don't really want him anyways. Okay, fine. Then get rid of him in the bye week and let's move on. Let Aaron Rodgers have whoever he wants to be head coach. Joe Philbin, that's his boy. Fine. Joe, you go be a head coach. You were head coach in Miami. Here's another chance to do it in Green Bay. Joe, you're interviewing for the job for the next 3 or 4 years. Let's see what you got. That's what I want to see. This is not going to happen.
And why do you want to see that?
Because I want to see how dramatically different Rodgers is going to play with somebody else. And I want to see it now. I don't want to see it in 3 years, 4 years. I want to see it right now. He's the one with the big mouth. He wants to run it. Fine. Then go out there. I want to see how much better things are going to be when McCarthy's not calling plays. How dramatically different are things going to be? Because Joe Philbin and Mike McCarthy both created this playbook together. It's their deal. McCarthy told you in the article Tom Silver signed on Sunday that they haven't run a majority of the new stuff they had to this point because Rodgers hasn't been healthy. They have had other guys hurt, so they really haven't run any of the new stuff they have. And Rodgers knows this, but he still wants to run his mouth. Okay, cool. No problem. So loosen the Niners, and that'd be weird that they would loosen the Niners of all teams where McCarthy came from, and then he gets fired. But yeah, let's do it. Let's see what happens. Give McCarthy the rest of the year off.
Because you don't think they'd be that much better with a new head coach.
I think they might be worse. That's what I think.
Well, I think if you made the change mid-season.
Should change. Yeah, it should be the same thing.
No.
You should still be 10-5-1 or whatever record you think they're going to be.
No.
There shouldn't be that much of a difference.
That's completely dismissing Mike McCarthy. I think even people who are critical of him, who have any sense of fairness, would not just completely dismiss the guy and say he's not worth any wins.
Let me ask you this. If we had Aaron Rodgers, no microphones. What do you think Aaron Rodgers likes? Like a wine bar or something, right? We're at a wine bar.
No, he likes scotch. He's talked about scotch in like 3 different press conferences this
year. Think Aaron Rodgers goes to a bar and sips scotch?
Yeah.
I can't even picture
scotch
Aaron Rodgers.
Scotch seems like his drink of choice.
I can't picture Aaron Rodgers in a corner bar.
I've never heard him talk about wine. Has he ever talked about wine, Baby Tosh?
He's from California. I assume he
does wine. He's definitely got to be like a thick red wine kind of guy.
Right, and he's not sitting in a corner bar. I mean,
I've only heard him talk about...
I go knock back a couple of Jacks with him.
McCarthy,
I've only heard him
hand,
talk about scotch.
McCarthy ever. In a corner bar? That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, that, McCarthy is a Hams tall boy type of guy.
Dude, it's on. Yeah. Right. So
if you're drinking any more than Miller High Life, you can't sit next to him.
Right, exactly. So I just think that if you have Rodgers...
Is there like a Pittsburgh beer?
Without,
like Steel Iron beer?
Probably. Yeah. Without... microphones
like
and everything else,
I like beer.
And he's just honest, right? I think Rodgers says, "We'll win just as many without him. No problem. Might win more." I think that's what he would say, because I'm telling you right now, that dude thinks he knows more than the guy who's the head coach, and maybe he does. So let's see it.
I think even if Aaron Rodgers knows more than the head coach, you still need the support and the infrastructure of a head coach.
You'll have one. Joe Philbin. He's been a head coach.
Yeah, he has.
McCarthy,
how'd that work?
Is head coach and calling plays.
How'd that go?
He didn't have Aaron Rodgers. He had Ryan Tannehill. That's not even remotely comparable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even comparable. That's totally unfair to Joe Philbin to even say what happened in Miami. Just like it's unfair to Mike Pettine to say, oh, well, look what he did in Cleveland. He didn't have the talent that he would have here in Green Bay or somewhere else.
I'm just saying, we don't know that Joe Philbin is a bad head coach, because you're right.
Correct.
That was a crap situation. But
exactly.
We don't know that he's a good one either.
He had the incognito thing in his locker room. You remember fiasco?
Yeah.
That was on his watch.
Which is partly that lays at his feet also, because a coach is supposed to control a locker room.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, so remember everything that went into that deal with Philbin. For me, let's just see what happens. I'm very intrigued by it. Just go ahead. Lose in the Niners, fire him in the bye week, give Philbin the head coaching job, and let's go.
So you just want to watch the world burn?
No, I want to see.
That's what you want. No, I think you do.
I want to see how much different everything is. I want to see how Rodgers.
Well, I'm asking you, how much different do you think it would be?
I want to see how Rodgers' mood changes.
Yeah.
I want to see how the team's mood changes. Like, do they become more upbeat and they're not as downtrodden anymore? Does it change? Because I always tell you what. You always get a bump after a coach fire.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad of a team you are. You're going to get a bump when there's a new voice in charge.
Look at the Cardinals this year.
Guys are going to get a little bit more motivated, and away you go. Cardinals baseball team.
Yes.
But, to me, let's see what happens. And I'm a McCarthy fan. But
what do you think would happen? You're just saying this with that evil smile on your face. What do you think would happen?
I don't know.
And that's not really the situation that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a mid-season firing and an interim head coach. I'm talking about after the season is over, you go and get your guy, whoever that guy is, being Brian Gutekunst, goes and gets his guy. He and Mark Murphy go and find the guy that they think can take this team where they want it to be.
The guy that I keep seeing thrown out there, I don't know if Baby Talish has seen it on social media or not, the name I keep seeing is Lincoln Riley, the head coach at Oklahoma. That's the name I continuously see linked to this job possibly going forward.
Linked to the Packers specifically or just the next NFL coach?
Packers.
Okay.
But I don't, like I said, I mean, it's just social media dudes. So
right.
Whatever. I have no idea if there's a link there or not, or people are just wishing and praying. I don't think that you're going to be able to go get some young college coach to tell Aaron Rodgers what to do. I don't think that's going
to
work.
I think it would have to be another NFL
guy. He can go
guy.
And tell maybe Baker Mayfield in Cleveland when they
for
let
sure.
Hugh Jackson go.
Or Sam Darnold with the Jets.
Exactly. Yep.
For sure. Agreed. But an established dude like this, who is like Rondo, Rajon Rondo, who thinks he's smarter than the room, and he probably is, you're going to tell him what to do? You better be ready, because he's going to fire a million questions at you, and if you don't answer him, that's it. We're going to go right back to where we were.
If you're talking about doomsday, sit back and watch the world burn type of scenarios, I'd like to see him hire Josh McDaniels and watch him and Aaron Rodgers butt heads.
I could see that happen.
How about Bill O'Brien?
Those are two guys who are both, I'm the smartest guy here. You know what I mean? Those are both guys who they always know. They don't think. They know they're the smartest guy in the room.
So I totally could see that, because the sell job is, look at how good Brady was with Josh McDaniels and how the success that they had with Josh McDaniels is Brady's guy. We believe that Aaron Rodgers can have the same success and play just as long as Tom, and that's why Josh McDaniels is our new head coach. I could totally see that.
And you pointed out yesterday, Rodgers and Cutler.
I can't stand Josh McDaniels.
Rodgers and Cutler are friendly, and you know Jay Cutler is going to have a thing or two to say to Rodgers about his time with Josh McDaniels.
Yes.
Remember that whole mess, that fiasco in Denver?
Yeah.
So I think he might already come in with some preconceived notions. If we're just talking about doomsday, sit back, watch the world burn type of scenarios, which it sounds like is what you want, Sparky, then I think that might be the worst way to go with a new head coach. But the question on the table is, how much better do you think the Packers can be with a different head coach? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. It is a Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. Blink 182 bringing us out of the break when we return. Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show, presented by Masters Ease. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, asking you, how much better do you think the Packers could be with a different head coach? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. While you're tweeting, have your voice heard for a Throwback Thursday. Tweet the artist you'd like to hear at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Masters Ease. It was Cody Grant who nominated Blink 182 last week. So the guy in the producer chair today and most Thursdays, Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt, will get the first
Thank
nominee.
You. What you been got? Waiting for Blink 182 for quite some time.
Did you nominate Blink 182?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So right. I appreciate the nomination and
Cody Grant carries a bigger stick than you, apparently. Just saying. Who would you like to hear this week, Baby Tosh?
Neil Diamond.
All right. Neil Diamond.
You really didn't spell that theory at all. All right.
All right. Sparky, who would you like to hear? I was kidding, dude. So that really cut deep. He went over into the intern box and just closed the door. I'm sorry, man.
Rami says that about you. That might be your future. You said Neil Diamond?
Yeah, he went with Neil Diamond.
Oh.
What?
I put down.
You just reached for your phone. What? Yeah, what happened?
I knew I was going to forget. Collective Soul.
Collective Soul.
I put it down on my memos, my phone. So
nice.
I didn't forget.
Good. You should use that more often.
I do. I use it for all my topics.
Maybe you wouldn't lose bread.
Shut up. Did you get my email?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I did.
So for those of you that don't know, I lost a loaf of bread, right? And Leroy laughing at me, Rami laughing at
me. Well, the thing.
The very next day after we talk about it on the radio, an email comes from our sister stations in Madison saying there was a random loaf of bread just sitting out if anybody knew who it was. I swear to God that happened. And I was like, I don't remember going to Madison, but that must be mine.
Here was the thing that was so funny about it. When you said it to me, you were like, this loaf of bread is somewhere in my house.
Right.
Like, I understand somewhere between the grocery store and the house, you misplaced a loaf of bread. I understand that, but you made it sound like you got this loaf of bread home.
Pretty sure.
And then it went missing.
That's what I think.
And it's now somewhere in your home. How do you lose a loaf of bread once it gets home?
I don't know. Maybe it didn't make it home. But either way, I can't find it.
Okay.
I may have left it at the store in a bag.
We
digress.
So you want Collective Soul. I will go with Creedence Clearwater Revival for a Throwback Thursday. So go with one of those or your own. Neil Diamond, Collective Soul, CCR. Tweet your artist at 105.7
Theater.
FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag, no vote, no chance to win the $25 gift certificate to Masters East. What?
What's Dream Theater?
Dream Theater?
Yeah, I just got a vote. What is it? Or who is it?
I've never heard of them.
Oh, they just got a vote.
Never once heard of them. Real quick, before we get into the Packers, there was a rumor during the break that came out from Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Baby Taj, can you get that back up on the TV from the MLB Network? If you could please come out of the intern, but he can't.
It's a metal band formed in
1985. He literally locked himself in the intern box. And the TV is on the pause screen, so I can't read the tweet from Ken Rosenthal.
Oh, I got it.
I guess I could just pull it up on Twitter. If I wanted to. You got it?
Yeah, I've got it.
I just want to make sure we get it right, because this is going to send shockwaves through Brewer Nation.
According to Ken Rosenthal, San Francisco Giants asked to speak to Brewers GM David Stearns about becoming their president of baseball operations. But Milwaukee owner Mark Attanasio denied permission, sources tell The Athletic. Stearns has at least 1 year left on his deal, sources say, meaning he doesn't know how long the contract
is. Yeah, they need to make him president now.
Listen, I brought this up weeks ago. To pay this dude. You make him the president. You make Matt Arnold the general manager. See the Cubs and how they have it set up.
To David Stearns? I think you brought it up to David Stearns.
Yes! Yeah. Yes, I did! Yeah. Holy crap, yes, I did! You're 100% right! I did bring it up to David. Find that! Baby Talish, if you want a job, hello!
He literally, after I said Cody Grant carries a bigger stick than he does, he's since been locked in the intern box with the door closed, and
so
I think the speakers turned down.
It's no big deal. If anybody wants to do post-game shows with Tim Allen going forward the rest of the year, tweet me at 105.7FM The Fan. Hashtag work with Tim. That's what we need, and we'll find somebody to replace Baby Tausch, because apparently he doesn't want to produce anymore.
Okay.
We're going to find that audio.
Okay, we'll find it.
I want to play.
Because we'll find it. He'll get over it. He'll be fine.
Easiest.
I just cut a little deep.
That is the easiest way to fix this.
Yeah, just make him president.
And make Arnold the general manager. Now they're both locked up.
Give him like $13 million a year.
No.
Make him president.
I was thinking like five.
No.
Well, how much is Theo? He's not worth Theo money because he hasn't won a World Series. Now, if he wins a World Series.
He's worth Theo money.
Then he is. Dude, Theo broke the curse of the Red Sox.
I understand.
And ended up breaking the Cubs record.
For what he means to this organization.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's worth Theo money. What?
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What was that?
I was right. He'd make more than Theo if he made $5 million a year. Theo's got 5 years, $18.5 million. That's like three a
really?
Year.
Really? That's it?
That's it. So
no, that can't
so
be right.
He's not even going to get.
That cannot be right.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
It's right here. 2011. He agreed to a 5-year contract.
Yeah, but he just signed a new one in the last couple of years.
Oh, here you go. I got the next one. The extension deal?
Yeah.
5-year contract extension. No money.
Whatever you have to
pay him. We're not disclosed. Today's Knuckleball reported that it will pay him a little less than $50 million over the 5 years. So $10
million. Yeah.
If that's right.
Yeah.
So fine. $5 million a year. That's what I said.
No, he's getting $10 million a year.
No, Stearns,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Theo's getting 10.
So he gets 5.
Yeah, at least 7 or 8.
No. Yeah,
whatever it takes.
5.
Whatever it takes.
He'll
look
take
at what he
five,
did.
He'll take 5 and be very happy.
Look at what he's done. Whatever it takes, you make it happen.
Yeah, but how much?
It's not my money.
Look, I love Stearns. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can command Theo money. I don't. He hasn't won a World Series. That dude won two World Series. So, I mean, there's no way he can be in that same ballpark. I'm fine giving him $5 million a year.
We don't have to worry about it now because, like you said, the Brewers turned down the request to interview him for president of baseball operator. There will be more requests, though.
And you know they're not paying counsel anything.
No. There will be more requests.
So they're not paying him anything, they're not paying Arnold anything, and they're not paying counsel anything. All three of them they got on the cheap. All three of them need to get raises.
I agree. 100%.
Right?
Yes.
Including counsel.
Yes. Which is also how you feel about Mike McCarthy, who is the subject of the conversation we were just having.
He's out of a job.
How much better can the Packers be with a different head coach? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go to Tony. He's in Greendale. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tone?
Hi. I've been thinking about this. I talked to you guys yesterday about it, but, you know, thinking about it, the players we have are young. You know, we got a lot of young receivers. Young defensive backs. Our line's not near what it either used to be. And, to me, that's the problem. It feels like you're trying to run the same offense or trying to do the exact same thing they did before, you know, when they had, you know, stronger line, you know, better, you know, more experienced receivers when Jordy was doing at his prime. And I think that's a big problem here. And I think Rodgers is a big problem. Like I said before, I feel he's just too darn stubborn to change his stripes a little bit and just take what they're giving him. You know, that bomb's going to be there in the game here and there, but it seems like that's just what he's always doing. He's looking downfield all the time. And you can fire McCarthy, you can bring anybody in here, and it's the same thing's going to happen. It's not going to be any different. McCarthy's a smart man. There, you know, he's a great, great coach, and, you know, he only can do – and work with what he's been given, you know. And a lot of these guys are great talents, but they're not ready yet. They're just not, you know. They're not ready just to jump in there and take over. And okay, they're going to pick up where the other guy left off. I think they just need to develop. And yeah, that's about what I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Really good one, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And I do think that there is some of that headbutting that Tony and you are talking about, Sparky, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, and maybe he's not always doing what's asked of him by his head coach because he thinks he knows better. And I think everybody who watches and observes the Packers agrees that Aaron Rodgers is holding on to the ball too long. If for nothing else, for the sake of his own health, he's right, hanging on to the ball for too long. Forget about what it does to an offense, how exhausted his offensive linemen are by the third or the fourth quarter, just for his own health. Like I said, that scramble where he ran out to the sideline in the second quarter on Sunday and the defender sort of horse collared him to the ground and ended up landing on top of him and yep, right on top of that left knee. And Rodgers said his knee feels as bad after that as it has since the initial injury. He was getting better, and all of a sudden he's back. He's, you know, 3-4 steps from the rehab that he's gone through the last few weeks. So if for nothing else, Aaron Rodgers needs to get rid of the ball quicker, and I'm sure that's one of the things Mike McCarthy is telling him that's just not getting through.
You don't think he's been telling Aaron Rodgers this for years? Aaron Rodgers has
it's been more important now
he's
than
been
it's ever been.
He's been patting the ball for years.
It's more important now than it's ever been, though.
But if he hasn't changed under McCarthy before, what the heck makes you think he's going to change under McCarthy now? He's not going to change.
I will say this.
Do you know how Brett Favre changed? We talked about this yesterday. When McCarthy showed up and said, "You're doing it my way or we're done. Figure it out. You want to be involved in game planning? Get your little butt here at 5 in the morning and you can be a part of game planning. You want to be a part of game planning? You're taking this nice little laptop home, this little iPad or whatever, and you're taking it home. And on Sunday nights, you're going to start studying game film on the next week. While you're battered and bruised at home from that game that day, you're going to start working on next week's game plan. If you want to be involved, having any say of what I do offensively." This is my deal. I wonder what McCarthy would say to this question. "Hey, coach, do you hold Aaron Rodgers to the same high standard that you held Brett Favre? Does he come in at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning to help game plan? Does he bring home his iPad and start working on the game plan for the following week after he plays the Sunday game?" That's what you had Brett doing. Is Aaron doing the same thing?
I don't think studying is Aaron's problem. I think wanting the home run is Aaron's problem.
For me, he dropped the gauntlet, the hammer of "I'm in charge, you're doing what I say" to Brett Favre when he got here, right?
Right.
New guy.
Yeah.
Is that hammer on Brett or on Aaron? Or, like Mike Sherman and others, has he eased back and kind of let Aaron do what Aaron wants?
Well, there's a power dynamic there. Because when Mike...
It's a power dynamic. He's in charge. Both guys.
Mm.
Aaron's not general manager. Aaron's not president. Brett wasn't general manager. Wasn't president.
When Mike McCarthy came in, the Packers as an organization were fed up with Brett Favre and his I'm retiring, I'm not retiring act every offseason.
Fans were, for sure.
Fans were, and the organization was. Right. I think that showed during the divorce that that had been something that was brewing for years. So Mike McCarthy had that in his back pocket. He had Ted Thompson and Mark Murphy at the time also kind of on his side of Brett Favre needs to commit or hit the bricks. So he had that power over Brett Favre in a sense, even though Brett Favre already was who he was. At this stage, you just made Aaron Rodgers a partner in the organization. You didn't just sign a new quarterback. You made him a partner in the organization. If it comes down to the Packers having to choose Aaron Rodgers or Mike McCarthy, they're going to choose Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt.
So he can't necessarily crack the whip or lay down the gauntlet with Aaron Rodgers the way that you described him doing with Brett Favre. He doesn't have the power now. He lost his hand.
He's the coach.
Okay. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily the dude in charge all the time in today's sports world.
So from that perspective, then, whoever comes in still will have no control of Aaron.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So they're just doomed.
No, you need to find somebody who knows how to engage him and make him want to do what you're asking him to do.
Because you don't think McCarthy is able to do that anymore.
I don't know. There seems to be some indications that that is not happening. Hmm. That from the outside looking in, there seem to be some indications that that's not happening.
The Milwaukee Brewers have won the Central Division Championship. To commemorate this historic event, BigTimeBats.com is offering this officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat. The 35-inch full-size bat will have the facsimile signatures of the historic Brewers roster, the Brewers logo, and the words 2018 Central Division Champions. The bat is limited to just 5,000. And sells for $129.95. Go to BigTimeBats.com now to order. Don't delay. Get your piece of Brewers history now. Call 866-280-BATS or see it and their exclusive bat set at BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com or call 866-280-BATS. Trademarks and logos used with permission of Major League Baseball. Got some tweets coming in here. Anthony says, I want to do Brewers postgame with Tim rest of the year. Hashtag work with Tim. Chris says, I will totally quit my job right now and come work by you guys. Hashtag work with Tim.
He doesn't know what we pay.
Other people are tweeting just hashtag goodbye baby Tausch. But that's not really what
I was... going anywhere.
It's not really what I was looking for. I was, you know...
Baby Tausch is my
guy. I'm not sorting by goodbye baby Tausch. That's... It's not going to get you anywhere. If you want me to look at your stuff...
Did you guys tell me something?
Have to use hashtag... What'd you say?
You guys, did I miss an email or something? was I supposed to go meet with the boss?
You locked yourself in the intern box and cried because I said Cody Grant carries a bigger stick than you, Sparky was calling on
to get you to do something.
He was calling on you to
air,
do something, and you weren't
coming out and responding. So Robbie's like, well, apparently he's just going to pop the rest of the show. So I said, okay, if somebody wants to do the postgame show with Tim, that's what it's going to be.
No. Baby Tausch is my guy. He's not going anywhere. Well, I have no power. You might be done, dude. I have no idea.
You have as much power as Mike McCarthy, apparently.
We're going to be hearing from Brewers every hour here on the Wendy's Big Show this afternoon on the eve of the start of the NLCS. Eric Kratz, Brewers catcher and local legend, all of a sudden. We'll hear from him next on the Wendy's Big Show right after this. You good for the sports flash? You ready?
Well, yeah, it might be my last one, so I might as well go out with a bang.
You better knock it out the park, my friend. We'll be right back. So Wendy's Big Show, it's a Throwback Thursday with Blink 182. I think by the end of the afternoon, I'm going to realize I like Blink 182 much more than I thought I did. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Last segment, Baby Tausch nominated Neil Diamond. Sparky went Collective Soul. I want CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Leroy Butler has leaped into the studios. Leroy, your nominee for a Throwback Thursday, quickly.
Run DMC
for Leroy Butler.
I was going to go Lil Wayne, but I didn't know if he made it. I think he did. I'll do him next week.
All right. I've heard a little bit of that new Lil Wayne. The Carter 5?
It's pretty good. Go listen to Uproar.
It's pretty good
song on that. That's the number one. Everybody's on Mona Lisa, and I think it's a good song.
Hey, speaking of number ones, Craig Counsell has named his starter. His number one starter.
All right.
For the NLCS.
I haven't looked
yet because Sparky asked me not to. He wanted my reaction on the air, which tells me that this is something way outside the box. No, not that far out.
Well, you guys are a bunch of know-it-alls anyway.
Okay.
So right.
We don't know much.
Okay.
No, of course not.
So who did you want it to be, game one starter?
Jolys Chassin.
No.
Okay. Then it's Wade Miley. It's got to be Wade Miley.
No.
Okay.
A bullpen?
Bullpen day?
No.
Chase Anderson.
Gio Gonzalez.
No Chase Anderson. Who did you say?
Gio Gonzalez?
Yes.
Your game one starter is Gio Gonzalez.
He only going to go one and two quarters. So I'm all right with
two quarters?
No, he's going longer than that.
Just one inning.
No, if it was a bullpen game, they would just call it a bullpen game. I think they're starting.
They knew what we wanted to do. This is a postseason. All right.
All right. I'm going to do the same thing I do every time the Brewers make a surprising move. Yeah. This isn't about numbers.
I like the numbers.
We all know the numbers. He does have a great track record against the Dodgers.
That I don't know. I got a little.
No, you found it yesterday.
Gio Gonzalez has not faced the Dodgers this year.
Right. No, but his career track record against the Dodgers.
I'll get you his career.
I think you said yesterday he had like a 1.19 ERA or something like that. Somewhere in the ones.
Sub two.
Okay.
It's a method to counsel's madness.
So. I told you they look at numbers. What did I tell you?
Yeah, that's how David Stearns got the job. He was an analytics guy.
Los Angeles Dodgers, 1.89 ERA in 6 starts.
Yeah, let him start.
4-1.
Let him start. Brilliant. Standing ovation.
Does not face him this year.
I'm just trying to figure out how this is
But if we're surprised, do you think the Dodgers are surprised?
Yes. Well.
That's why they're doing it.
I don't know. Maybe not. They know how good Gio numbers are career, but again, that's not this year.
Right. They haven't faced him this year, but I bet their pitching coaches and hitting coaches, they're saying, what that Scooby-Doo? What dog used to do?
That was Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also Tim Allen on full time. All right, I'm doing what I do every time.
You got Kershaw coming, right?
Right, yes.
And you throw out Gio.
Oh, Kershaw's coming.
I think it's even, right?
Whenever the Brewers make one of these outside-the-box decisions, my initial reaction is, what? Are you crazy? Hey, and then we talk it out. We think it out.
Hash it out.
Yeah. And we try and figure out how it makes sense. So, okay, let's try and figure out.
It don't make sense in a few
Let's
seconds.
Try and figure out how this makes sense.
I've got the rest of it.
Oh, we have a whole rotation?
Brewer Nation has it, yes.
Okay.
Starting pitchers for games 1-3.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gio's Friday.
Okay.
Who do you think is on Saturday?
That's got to be Jolys Chassin, right?
Yeah. No.
Chase Anderson. Miley?
Yep.
Okay, I'm all right with that. Who's third?
I think I know what they're doing here.
Game 3 in LA on Monday is Chassin.
Oh, that Rami, I think that makes sense. Because we got 3 games there, right?
Got 3 games there.
We need to put that fire out just in case if it's a fire. Chassin will do that.
And if there's a game 7,
he pitches.
He pitches on full rest.
Yep. Bingo.
So he still pitches twice.
He'll pitch twice in the series.
Oh, so man. Fill out the rest of it.
Have they given out the Nobel Peace Prize yet?
So game 4, game 5, game 6, game 7. So put Chassin at game 7, Rami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have it written down there?
I'm working on it, yeah. So they're going to play Friday, Saturday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right, and then Friday, Saturday.
And then Friday, Saturday.
Right, and so you're saying Saturday is Chassin, right?
Saturday's got to be Chassin, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Saturday is Chassin.
But he could also go Friday if they have to.
If it's do or die, if it's elimination, yes.
He could also pitch Friday at
home. Yes, yeah.
If it's not elimination and they're just, even up or whatever the case may be,
If they're up 3-2 going into game 6,
he doesn't have to pitch.
Then Chassin doesn't have to pitch that game.
Okay, so now tell me now. What's 4 and 5?
What's happening Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday in games 4, 5, and 6?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wednesday is Gio, and Tuesday is a bullpen?
Well, if you go Gio on Tuesday, he's going on 3 days rest.
All right, so Gio on Wednesday.
And Gio Gonzalez on Wednesday.
Bullpen on Tuesday.
If you want him on full rest. Wade Miley could go again on Friday with plenty of rest.
Yep.
Yeah, it's either bullpen day or you're going to have a fourth member of this rotation in the NLCS. Whether that's Davies or Guerra or whoever else that might be.
Yeah, I think you just see how it goes. You could always change it.
I didn't see Gio starting game 1, y'all. And I didn't see Wade Miley in game 2.
That's why I like it.
Well, I saw Wade Miley in game 2, but the assumption was Chassin was pitching game 1.
Right.
So they're getting Chassin ready for LA.
There is a fourth starter or a bullpen day in the works.
Has to be.
That's what got you here.
Based on what we just hashed out here, that's happening. That's going to happen.
They listen to us every day over
Of course
there.
They do, yes. So, David Stearns needs our input to make smart decisions,
so
for
I'll
sure.
So I'll text him and tell him to change this and make sure they follow our line of thinking.
That's a good idea, yeah. Leroy. Yeah. Make sure
Kristen,
that.
Kristen tweets.
What does Kristen say?
Saying she called it, and then she put her other tweet that was in there. In case the Brewers struggle against Kershaw, I wouldn't waste a Chacin starting game one. I'd start Gio in game one, who's good against the Dodgers and good at Miller Park. So she did call it.
You see, I saw that
she
tweet
called
yesterday.
That yesterday at 3:41.
Who said that?
Kristen.
Kristen. Mm-hmm. Good for you, Kristen.
We were talking about the Gio numbers yesterday, remember?
Well, women are always smarter than men anyway. Mm-hmm. Proves it.
I don't know if that's the logic that they're using. And if that is the logic that they're using, I don't think that's very sound logic to use.
He's already had his press conference, right?
If you're going, yesterday. If you're going against their best outgetter, you throw your best outgetter at them. The point is to score. The point is to score more runs than them.
There is nothing.
Give yourself the best chance you can to score more runs. I know that really is breaking it down to the most simple form, but that's what it's all about.
I'm here to tell you they haven't done anything conventional. Why would you think it starts now? If they think their best pitcher against the Dodgers is Gio Gonzalez, then they're going to pitch him in game one. And based on numbers, he is their best pitcher against the Dodgers.
Based on baseball philosophy, Chacin should be the first pitcher, though, right?
Based on what he's been all year, which is number one in this rotation,
right?
Or majority of this year, yes.
Best against best.
But that's not
how
this team works.
No, that's why I like it.
That's not this team.
I think it throws the Dodgers off a little bit.
No, I really haven't seen them all year. That's true.
It throws you off. You don't have a book on a guy that you haven't played this. You have to go back to the analytics department, the stat department. How good were we with this guy in the past? Oh, well, maybe that makes sense. But as far as certain hitters like Machado, he hasn't faced him this year. Some of these other guys haven't faced him. They got to go back
to
their homework.
Gio Gonzalez the end of August for pretty much nothing, mm-hmm. and he's your game one starter in the NLCS.
And that's why I say
and
why
everybody
you
wanted
the,
Cole Hamels and this guy and that guy, and you got Gio for a prospect.
You can keep all of them.
Two prospects, whatever the hell.
And
it was.
If it pays off, Craig Counsell and David Stearns are going to look like geniuses.
Oh, they beat Kershaw in game one.
If Gio Gonzalez comes out looking like the Gio Gonzalez who pitched for the Nationals all year, they're going to get...
hasn't looked like that the whole time he's been.
They're going to take a beating for this. No, he hasn't. You're
right. It also depends on what the Brewers offense does. If they lose 5-0, it doesn't matter what Gio gives
them. That's true.
Because you've got to score against Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get 3 or 4 runs here in order to legitimately give yourself a chance to win this game. If they score a run and go, well, Gio's got to shut him down, I'm sorry. I doubt Gio's shutting him down. I doubt Chacin is going to shut him out. I doubt Miley's going to shut him out. You're going to have to score some runs. You're going to have to win games 5-4, 6-5. Mm-hmm. I think that's how this is going to play out this series. I think it's going to be higher scoring games than we saw in the Brewers-Rockies series.
How many left-handed batters we got in the lineup?
I think both these pitching staffs have the potential to shut down each other's batting order.
Nah, that Dodgers bullpen isn't special.
They got to get on Kershaw early.
Once you get past their first two pitchers, Rami, Rich Hill, that doesn't really concern me all that much. Their first two guys.
You're going to see Kershaw tough. 3 times if necessary.
I would think so.
Yeah.
They got good closer.
Absolutely, right. Yep.
We shall see.
I'm going to that game.
I was kidding before, by the way. David Stearns does not need my baseball input. One thing I could probably tell David Stearns a thing or two about is beer. Like Beauforting beer.
I'm not old enough to drink.
Available right now, Total Wine & More in Brookfield and in Greenfield, a high-quality beer from the country of Luxembourg, where it's the number one selling beer in the country. And if you don't know, Luxembourg shares a border with Germany and Belgium, so you know these folks know what good beer is. A family-owned brewery doing it to the same high standards since 1764, a rare craft import made in small batches, nothing else like it on the market, a premium-quality beer due to premium-quality ingredients. Only 100% natural ingredients and fresh spring water are used in the production of Beauforting and all the varieties available now here in the United States. You got your Pilsner, light, crisp, refreshing, yet has a lot of great flavor. That's their flagship beer. Beauforting Triple, strong, yet unbelievably smooth, like me. 8% alcohol by volume, strong, but drinkable, very, very rare. Enjoy it, but enjoy it responsibly. Baby Tosh loves that line every time. And introducing the new Beauforting Brune. It's a smooth, smooth beer. Has the color of rich mahogany, and the taste has hints of caramel and roasted malt. It's a perfectly balanced, easy drinking beer for fall. I sampled it this summer. You can be one of the first people to try it in the United States. Have a Beauforting Brune
this Friday. It'll be available exclusively at Cafe Hollander in Brookfield. They'll roll it out to a few places in the near future, but right now only available at Cafe Hollander in Brookfield, the Beauforting Bruin. It is delicious. You can stock up on Beauforting for your next party or tailgate at Total Wine & More in Brookfield or Greenfield, or try it on draft at Cafe Hollander locations, Cafe Central, Sport Club, or the new Tavern at Turner Hall right by the new Buck Stadium. Always like it when you show me your Beauforting. Tweet it at Rami is tweeting with the hashtag Show Me Your Beauforting. It's Milwaukee's new favorite import, Beauforting beer. Milwaukee's new favorite catcher, Eric Kratz, on the Wendy's Big Show right after this. Week 182 for a throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show, presented by Master's Ease. Baby Tosh wants to hear Neil Diamond next week. Sparky wants Collective Soul. I'm going with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Leroy wants Run DMC. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance at a $25 gift certificate to Master's Ease. Going to bring you a Brewers player every hour here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll hear from Ryan Braun. We'll hear from Craig Counsell a little bit later on. Right now, though, we wanted to hear from the man of the hour, Eric Kratz, who, Sparky, they don't give out MVP for the NLDS, but if they did, it might have been Eric Kratz.
Yeah, he played really well. And, you know, you're going to have somebody along those same lines come up and have a big series for you in the NLCS, Rami. Somebody that you're really not expecting
right
to be that hero-type player. You know, Moustakas has been big in the postseason, too, for this team down the stretch.
Huge.
He's another one that's come up big for him. Moustakas and Kratz both have had big games for this team. So we'll see what happens in the NLCS, but you're going to need something along those lines. Maybe it's Granderson that has a big NLCS and helps you out coming off the bench. Maybe Aguilar finally catches fire and carries you for a little bit. But you're going to need probably a couple guys with the bats to have some big performances in this seven-game series.
Brewers coming off 4 days rest. Kratz was asked about that long layoff.
It's huge. You know what? You get to prepare for these games. You get to get a few workouts in, and you know, you get to spend some time processing what's happened and, you know, enjoying your time off for sure. You always enjoy time off at this point in your.
But do they have to reset mentally as a team after that much time off?
Sure. I don't know if you reset or if you just keep going. I think it's something that the games were big and they're only going to get bigger. So I think we're, you know, try to stay. I guess if you need to reset, you reset. But I think it's something that's you try to stay locked in and you try to stay, you know, as ready as we were in Colorado.
Is that long layoff worry you at all, Sparky? With the mojo going, 11 straight wins.
I don't know, Rami. I've never been in this position as a fan, so I couldn't really tell you. I don't.
Never? You have? Well, I guess, no, never winners of 11 straight going into the NLCS. No.
A sweep of the divisional round.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I have zero knowledge of this whatsoever. I've never been in the relief pitchers to get some extra rest. As far as the bats go, I have no idea. And then you got to come back and you agree with Clayton Kershaw. Now, the nice thing is the Dodgers have, you know, just one day short of all the rest that you've had.
Right.
So they're going to be sitting waiting to play, too. And you get to open at home. So you've been sleeping in your own bed now for several days, driving a little short drive over here. You're not traveling halfway across the country to start the series or getting adjusted to time zones or anything like that. None of that. So, yeah, I would think, you know, it'll be fine for the Brewers. I don't think it'll kill them, but I guess we'll find out.
One edge that nobody can deny the Dodgers have coming into this thing is all the postseason experience, and Kratz certainly recognizes that.
Yeah, they have experience being here. They play different teams. They've beaten different teams in, I think, all three of those years or two of the years before. Is it 4 years or 3 years?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, so this is their third. So, yeah, so they have experience there, but it's something that, you know, everybody can use different situations positively or negatively. And, you know, that's not something that we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on what the Brewers need to do to win four of these games.
Leroy, does that big game experience, does it make a difference once you find yourself in that situation? I hear, and this has become the new cliche, the new catchphrase of What's players, that? And especially yeah. in baseball and in the playoffs, mm-hmm. your heart rate slows down. When you get comfortable in these situations and you're a little bit more seasoned to the big game experience, your heart mm-hmm. rate goes down. Did you notice the more big games that you played in, the more comfortable you were, mm-hmm. the more calm and ready you were for action?
Because
I wonder if that's one of the factors that we as fans and in the media play up that's not really that much of a factor.
It depends on the guy. It really does. But for me,
being a Braun fan, he's the only one here still from 2011. That adrenaline that we all went through as a city. And hearing from Kratz, you need guys like that on your team. And you need a coach who's benefited from the same thing we're talking about. Not many teams can say that. A team, a coach who's up to bat in big time situation and have a ring. But the adrenaline part of it is you want the younger guys to just see how calm it is. In the batting practice, around the batting cage, you still see guys still loose and things like that nature. Really, to me, the pressures, I'm not trying to switch the subject, but the pressure to me is on the Dodgers because you spent a payroll that, Steve, their payroll, child, please, help intern Bella look up their payroll. I don't even know if we hit $100 million yet. Child, they got four guys with $100 million. I mean, they spent a bunch of money, okay? Magic Johnson and that group, all those guys, they spent a lot of money, and they've always had Kershaw there.
Based on what I see here, $196,591,904. The number two payroll, the New York Yankees, $190,723,632. And they're out of the playoffs. The third team, the Houston Astros, $161 million.
They're getting their money
worth. $193,000.
Where the Cubs at on there?
Number four, the Chicago Cubs.
Bingo.
$159 million.
They got their money worth.
$710,000.
Where we at, Steve?
Dollars.
Get throw down to the bottom, see where we at now.
Don't even list us.
Don't even list them.
Hey, man.
They stopped after six?
They gave the top. Hey, man, look, see? They gave the top four on the ESPN site that I
and
went
to. And
that's
why I like when we play cuts from people like Kratz. Team they probably didn't even want the guy. Gio Gonzalez. I mean, come on.
And man, one more word from
get a job.
One more word from Eric Kratz. Another thing he says they're going to need is you, the fans, when this thing starts up tomorrow night at Miller Park.
The crowd's noise level and excitement change from game one to game two. I can't imagine what it's going to be here in game one of this series. It means so much. It means more than I think fans would even know that, the fans drive us to be better. We always want to be better. That's just the athletic, competitive nature that we have. We want to be out there and be the best. And then the fans are behind us. They're pushing us. It's going to be exciting for sure.
All right, so I got payrolls now. Those numbers I gave you.
What was that?
Those numbers that I just gave you, the Dodgers numbers, those weren't up to date. Now I've got up to date numbers.
It should be more.
Number one, salaries in baseball. This is Spotrac. That's how I said.
It's okay.
Boston Red Sox, number one. They're still playing. $228,398,000.
But they're getting their money worth.
They're number one. They're
still
alive.
They look good.
Number two, definitely did not get their money's worth. The San Francisco Giants, $205,665,000.
You heard me. San Francisco. Yeah. But I'm going to give you a little 10%. Cost of living and inflation in California. I give you 10% of that.
They had $64 million on the disabled list.
Lord
have mercy. The Los Angeles Dodgers, third at $199,582,000. The Cubs, $194,259,000.
Lord have mercy.
The Washington Nationals, $181,382,000. Then the Yankees, then the Angels, then the Cardinals. Then the Astros, who are still alive, they're ninth, $163 million.
Getting every penny worth.
In the AL, it's $228 million against $163 million. Okay? In the NL, the Dodgers, $199 million. Okay?
Man.
Against the Brewers, who are 22nd in baseball.
Oh, come on, Steve.
At $108 million.
Stop. How did we get them $8 million over 100?
The league average. The league average is $139 million. That's the league average.
Man, Antanasio, call me, cuz I didn't tell you to get over $100 million. You stay up under that $100 million.
$108 million.
He might have bought some. Knowing him, he probably bought some extra stuff because he loves his players. Nice plane or something. Nice bathroom. But I'll be there, Kratz. I'll be there, Kratzy.
You're gonna be right behind Kratzy, aren't you? You were telling me where your seats are.
I got a choice now. Got another friend hit me up.
my friend Steve Palick.
Oh, he's on Twitter all the time. He tweets at us.
That's my guy. He good gave dude. Me. So I got to decide between him and one of my other friends. Steve probably would.
25 teams at 100 million or over.
Are you just
going to
move back and forth between the two parties?
You think they'd let me do that?
You're Leroy Butler, man. They would let
me do it. I was one of the Red Jackets would put their hands on me like they did.
If you have two tickets, you can move freely back and forth between the two sections. They can't stop you.
Who? Pierce. He got thrown out of one MMA because he was in the wrong seat. We don't do all that in Milwaukee, cuz.
And the Oakland Athletics also made the playoffs in the one-game wild card, and then they got beat by the Yankees. They're 28th in baseball. Their payroll is $80 million.
Moneyball.
And they were in the wild card against the Yankees with a chance to get to the divisional round at $80
million. Hey, y'all want me to get Hugh Darvish $30 million? Stop!
I don't know if they're throwing around that kind of money at Young Express, Sparky, but
No.
Might be paying better than what,
six figures,
what someone out there is currently making.
Yeah. Six figures, $90,000 to the average American is probably close to $100 million for one of these rich folks.
Hey, Young Express will be at the Fall Job Fair on Wednesday, October 17th, this coming Wednesday. It's being held at Waukesha County Technical College from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Meet the representatives from Young Express and find out why we talk about this company so much. We always talk about becoming a successful transporter of expedited freight, right? Pick stuff up at point A, drop stuff off at point B. That's what we always talk about. We always talk about them looking for people that have cargo vans, sprinter vans, straight trucks, tractor, trailers. They'll train you and you'll be on the road. All you got to do is go to youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. We always talk about it. Drive for a living. Well, they got potential opportunities right now at Young Express in sales, customer care, dispatch, office, and, of course, driving. You drive local, regional, or over the road, nationwide. If you can't make it to the job fair, the positions are available online as well. Positions like independent contractors. Go to youngexpress.com right now, JUNGExpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives.
Where's my job, baby drive?
No, I didn't do this.
You skipped it. I'm sitting here waiting on my drive.
They want me to change it up from time to time. So
Can you let me know?
Sorry.
All right, John Young, I'll be texting you.
So we know what some of the rotation looks like. There are more decisions to be made, and we're going to make them because, Leroy says, David Stearns and the powers that be over at Miller Park definitely listening to the Wendy's Big Show. We carry a lot of weight here. We're gonna make those decisions for him next, here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.